You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up later, the state budget is heading to Governor Walker's desk. We'll take a look at some possible line item vetoes that might be in the works. First, Democrats in Congress, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, introduced legislation this week that would make community college free, potentially for millions of students. It's an extension of the plan that President Obama talked about earlier this year in his State of the Union address and again last week during his visit to La Crosse. While Baldwin's bill might not gain any traction in a Republican-controlled Congress, our next guest says the concept of free community college is gaining momentum. Some states are taking charge. Paul Fain is with us now. He's news editor at Inside Higher Ed. Paul, good to have you back with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's start with this federal legislation introduced by Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin and Virginia's Bobby Scott. What are they proposing here?
Well, this very closely mirrors what President Obama unveiled earlier this year in January, his America's College Promise, which would seek to make 2 years of community college essentially free, tuition-free, for all qualifying students. There are some eligibility requirements, like a 2.5 GPA, but this would be a large federal subsidy to states that would participate. Basically, the federal government would take in $3 for every dollar that states would throw in to cover the total cost of attending community college.
Now, as I understand it, this may go a little further than what President Obama had proposed. Are there differences between those two ideas or plans?
Well, I mean, the biggest difference is the budget proposal. The president had said $60 billion over 10, so about $6 billion a year, this would be $90 billion. And there are some additional funding proposals. Some of them include $10 billion for some additional funding for historically black colleges and other minority-serving institutions for the first 2 years of college that students attend there. And again, this money is really aimed at wiping out the tuition costs.
And how many students, if this thing came into place, and we'll get into whether that's likely in a bit, but about how many students across the country could potentially take advantage of this program?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the exact estimate of how many might benefit, but if they were successful for the $90 billion, it'd be quite a few. I mean, I know that they did predict or estimate that the minority-serving institutions would be 300,000, and it would be far more for the community colleges.
And how big a role do the colleges we're talking about here, the community colleges and the others affected in this legislation, how big a part of the picture of higher education in this country are those schools?
Well, community college students are 45% roughly of the undergraduate population, so really about half. I mean, if you take California alone, it enrolls 2.1 million community college students, so really a huge part of American higher education, and one, frankly, it's often overlooked, and despite your politics, you have to say that the president has done quite a bit to elevate community college students in the discussions about higher education.
And what's been the sales pitch as to the benefits of doing something like this from the president, from the people in Congress sponsoring this?
Well, I think first and foremost, there is a growing belief, and research backs this up, that some college is really a requirement to get into the workforce. For folks to get a good paying job, these days you really do need some college. I mean, there are exceptions, of course, but that can be a one-year certificate, a technical certificate, getting into a dental assistant job, on up to an associate degree and beyond. But I think the idea is really to help students access higher education. And, while it might not seem like a lot of money to wealthier people, wiping out the $4,000 or $5,000 a year that it costs at a lot of places to attend community college would make a real difference so that folks can believe that college is for them, too.
Talking to Paul Fain from Inside Higher Ed about a plan co-sponsored by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin to make community college free for eligible students. So it's got a price tag. The Republican-led Congress might not buy into it. Do you have any reason to think that this could pass Congress as currently constituted?
I'm not one to speculate usually, but on this one, I will take a big risk and say no. Really, no chance right now. As folks know, the Republicans control both chambers of our U.S. Congress, and while these bills in the Senate and House had quite a few Democratic co-sponsors that had no support from Republicans at all.
What has the negative reaction sounded like to this proposal, whether from the president or from lawmakers? Is it mostly about the cost?
You know, frankly, on the bills this week, it's been pretty quiet. But when the president first rolled this idea out, you had quite a few Republicans who said that they, too, support community college students and helping them access higher education, but that some of them said a better way to do that might be for states to take the lead and finding their own solutions to helping these students, have a more affordable pathway. And also, I have heard some say a better way to do it would be targeted federal financial aid, such as through increasing Pell Grants. But to be honest, Republicans have not been big champions for increasing those spending levels.
Well, you mentioned the states, and let's go there next. Tennessee has been noted, and President Obama recognized Tennessee as one of the first to do something like this. Can you tell us what they've done there?
Yeah, Tennessee is the first state to really go big on a free community college proposal, and actually they were quite influential in what the president ended up doing. And interestingly, there's a Republican governor there, Bill Haslam, who really was a lead role in making that happen. So there is some bipartisan interest in this. Tennessee, the really interesting thing is they found the money. They were able to use a lottery endowment, about 300 some million, set it aside and created a evergreen pot of money to fund this scholarship for tuition-free community college. Their first year cost, they estimated about $34 million. And the idea is that even if Bill Haslam moves on at some point, that money will still be there. And, this plan, there's a lot of complexity here, but it also, in Tennessee, requires some eligibility requirements. Students have to maintain a GPA level. They also have to do some community service. But basically, the way that plan it works is all other aid goes first. So a student goes to a community college, they apply for state and federal financial aid, and whatever gap is there, this scholarship fills in the gap.
And now Oregon, the legislature there has passed a similar legislation or a free community college plan. I believe it's still waiting for the governor to sign it. What does the Oregon promise, they're calling it, look like?
It's pretty interesting. They, like most states, did not find as much money as Tennessee. You know, there's a lot of interest in states about these sort of ideas. When it comes time to pay for them, much like the federal government, it gets a little less exciting. But what they did do, they set aside $10 million a year. It's capped at a scholarship for students to attend community college. Even the creators of this bill say that won't cover all students. But they added a couple really interesting features to the bill, which I had not heard others propose before. One is that even if students have federal and state aid that cover their entire costs or tuition costs, they still get a $1,000 minimum grant from the state. And that's really important to a lot of people who say, tuition isn't the whole problem. Even community college students, there are quite a few additional costs like books, transportation. I actually looked this up, Madison Area Technical College, that the estimated total cost of attendance is $10,000 a year. So this $1,000 will go to students who can use that even beyond their federal and state aid.
So not just the tuition cost, that is the price tag we think of at first.
Correct, yeah. And there is research out there that shows that even something like a $1,000 grant can really help students. You know, a lot of community college students have to leave when life intervenes, as folks say in higher ed. It means, they could literally just have a hard time paying the bills 1 month and have to leave college. And if you have a grant that the state is funding for $1,000, that could really help people get past those tough moments.
So that's Tennessee, Oregon. Have other states started to kick this idea around?
Yeah, there's been some discussions. Mississippi, I guess it was about 2 years ago, looked at it, didn't have the money, didn't go through with it. It's not a state, but since I live there, I like to think of it as being part of the United States. The Washington, D.C. City Council is looking at doing this, and that looks somewhat promising. I have a feeling there will be others. Minnesota actually has a pilot. They did do some free community college plan for their technical colleges. So this is really bubbling up, and it's not just states. Cities are doing it as well.
We're talking right now with Paul Fain from Inside Higher Ed about efforts around the country to make community college free for eligible students. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced federal legislation this week that would do just that. Some states have kicked it off as well. What do you think? We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Does the idea of free community college sound like a good idea to you? Is this something you'd take advantage of yourself or maybe encourage your kids to take part in? Or do you have concerns about the plan and maybe what it would cost? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation in a moment, maybe hear from you. First, a look at the news with Kristen Durst. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about proposals to make community college free. It's an idea championed by President Obama, being pursued in legislation this week, co-sponsored by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, and it's come up in a couple of states and others are considering it. We want to know what you think about the idea now at 800-642-1234. Should the federal government and or the state government be in the business of paying for community college or helping pay for more of it? What would you see as the benefits? What would you see as the drawbacks, the problems? And what questions do you have about how all of this works? And are you a community college student, a graduate? Were you in a situation where there was a tight margin? It would have been really easy for even a small financial problem to knock you out of community college. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Paul Fain stays with us. He's with Inside Higher Ed. And a quote from a Senator Mark Hess, state senator in Oregon, who says, a lifetime of food stamps is much more expensive than the annual community college tuition of $3,000. So do we know, is there a payoff for community college attendance? Does it lead to better financial, economic outcomes in the long term for students who complete it?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say to not believe the hype out there that questions whether college is worth it. There is reams of evidence that attending college is the best way to ensure that you will have a career, and that includes community college. Community college is a great on-ramp to many jobs, and you know the state senator in Oregon raised the point that you know there's a real appeal to this for lawmakers in that in Oregon there are 70,000 young folks who don't have a higher education and don't have a job, and instead of the state paying to try to support those folks, how about helping them get a job? And that appeal, I think, extends to some Republicans like the governor of Tennessee.
Now, would this have an effect on enrollment in traditional colleges where there are obviously financial issues, concerns over student debt? Would this be just taking some people out of the more expensive schools and moving them to community college?
Great question, one that's hotly debated in higher education. And since all of this is pretty new, the results are not in. There are two thoughts here. One is that it seems possible that some students might elect to go to two-year college instead of four-year college. And some of the four-year universities are concerned about that, concerned about losing some of their enrollment pipeline. However, others say, fully a third of students transfer and during their college career. That's a nationwide number. And there's a lot of community college students who go on to four-year colleges. So if you increase the overall student attendance pipeline, you're going to have more academically prepared students transferring in from community college to those universities. So it's still up for debate.
Now, the White House has said it wants to encourage a shift in the way lawmakers, business leaders, the public view community college. You said earlier that President Obama has really been trying to put community college on the map. Do we as a culture tend to look down on community college when we think about it at all?
You know, I do think at least in the media or policymakers, those folks, most of us, attended a four-year university, and I think are a little out of sync with reality. You know, when 45% of people are going to community colleges, these are good institutions that a lot of folks depend on to get good jobs. And, you know, frankly, I think that's changing. I think the discourse over higher education is getting more sophisticated. You see a little bit less of the complaining about $50,000 tuition at a private college because, frankly, it's a small slice of America that's even weighing that option.
We'll go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Adam on the line in Platteville. Adam, hi.
Hello. My big thing is I've gone to technical colleges before, and they seem to kind of have the eye on the prize a little bit better than, say, a four-year college in general, because they focus on, okay, you spent your last 12 years in grade school and high school learning how to be a well-rounded individual, learning the stuff that makes the world go round. And when you get to college and you go to a four-year college, you get forced into taking, you know, 1 to 2 years worth of gen eds that don't really pertain to what your college career is. So you spend time and money doing something that doesn't really benefit your career on what you want to do, whether it be becoming an engineer. Engineers don't need psychology classes, especially when they're a civil engineer or an electrical engineer. They need engineering classes and math classes. Why are we making education bigger than what's necessary, or not specializing them more and making it 3 years, giving them more information to make them even better engineers and not waste time on the stuff that doesn't really pertain to their career goals or their job goals?
Adam, thanks a lot for that call. And Paul, I imagine this is an issue that's been debated a lot in higher education circles too, but a selling point, Adam is saying, for technical colleges, community colleges, that if you want the job-focused, the outcome-focused experience, this is a good way to get it.
Yeah, you know, just to respond, it's a great question, and as you say, one that comes up a lot. I will say, looking at what employers want, and let's use engineering firms, they say they need more engineers who can do writing, who can do public speaking, who can do critical thinking, and those are exactly what good general education programs teach students. A well-rounded four-year degree path is going to teach an engineer how to do a lot more than just technical engineering, you know, because frankly, if you're an engineer, you're learning all the time on the job. The technical piece, frankly, you're going to get a lot on the job, but learning to write is something that I think employers really look to colleges to do. That said, community colleges are very, very good at being tied directly to employers, employer needs. They know what the jobs are. They speak with employers, and they retool their curriculums so that they're training workers for those jobs.
Thanks a lot for the call, Adam. We're talking to Paul Fain from Inside Higher Ed about efforts at the federal level and some state levels to provide free community college to eligible students. Back to our callers now with Bruce in Partyville. Bruce, hi.
I've actually worked in the student loan industry for almost 17 years now. I think this is a step towards changing what I call the conversation. For years, starting at the high school level, we essentially told kids that if they borrowed enough money, they could attend the finest institutions in this country. The conversation really needs to be, can you afford to graduate from that institution, not can you afford to get to it? And using community college as a way to either better prepare kids for the larger institution, to make them college ready, or to simply decrease the cost of the total education, it's a step in the right direction. But we really need to change the conversation and start looking at, can I graduate from an institution, not can I afford to get there?
Bruce, thanks a lot for the call. Paul, a good stepping stone here, but a wider conversation needed. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's happening. You know, I think the federal government, you know, not trying to give too much credit to the Obama administration here, but they have tried to get more consumer information out there, and there's bipartisan support for that, so that students know what they're getting into. You really need to be an informed consumer when you're weighing your options for higher education. And I agree. I think there's a lot of agreement that taking on too much debt is not a good idea. So I think students need to be wary of doing that. And community college is definitely a good option to avoid some of the really deep debt traps that can be a lifelong problem.
Bruce, thanks for the call. We've got Nathan in Waukesha on the line now. Nathan, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I see the benefits of community college and agree that enrollment should be increased, and especially that there's too much focus on four-year colleges and liberal arts degrees and all that. But my fear with free college is it hides the cost of increasing education, since it becomes a government budget thing and not an out-of-pocket thing. And plus, it helps the students, I think, to have some skin in the game. And maybe if it's not free, it could be, like, greatly reduced in cost.
Nathan, thanks for the call. So if it's completely free, maybe the student won't take it as seriously. Do you think there's something there, Paul?
I do. You've got some good questions today. That is one of the toughest ones of all for this. There is an argument, and I think it's really proving true, in Tennessee at least, that if you say community college is free, at least tuition free, it really opens the doors to students who don't believe that college is for them. A lot of first-generation, low-income students who don't have college-educated parents at home helping them are realizing that you can go to college thanks to the free. Everybody loves free. So 90% of Tennessee's high school graduates this year applied for their free tuition program. However, there are quite a few folks who are concerned about the idea of moving from public education being K-12 to K-14. And frankly, I do think it's fair to worry about that, because I think some of what the Obama administration is trying to do is to encourage 2 years of community college to be part of a public right. And that's a very big difference from the way we look at higher education right now.
Well, a federal change, as we wrap up, Paul, seems like it's a ways off. Do you expect to see a lot more dominoes to fall on this effort at the state or maybe even big city level?
You know, I do. I think presidential candidates are talking about debt-free and tuition-free college every day, and we're 440 days away from a presidential election. And I'm seeing a lot of interest in the states and its cities, and frankly, even at community colleges themselves trying to look at programs like this. Tulsa Community College has been doing a tuition-free program for about 8 years. So from at least the 1,000 points of light perspective, I think you're going to see a lot of experimentation around the country.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Paul Fain. He is news editor for Inside Higher Ed. He joined us to talk about a federal proposal for a free 2-year community college in the United States, as well as what states like Tennessee and Oregon have been doing on that effort.